what did you say, Travis? You said that the fifth Die Hard movie was actually taken from another script and recycled, and they just added John McClane.
The last two, I believe.
But would you be surprised to know that what you said was actually false? And Die Hard 5 is the first Die Hard movie not to have come from another source.
The newest Die Hard, the worst out of all five
The Russian
of them?
One is the first Die Hard movie that was actually written to be a Die Hard movie.
Not even the first Die Hard?
I'm going to tell you guys the Die Hard story.
Die Hard facts.
Because I was really excited about this when I looked it up. Because I was curious if what Travis said was true, and it turns out it wasn't. It was the exact opposite of what he said.
That's
Die
not
Hard
the exact
1.
Opposite. That's not even close to the exact opposite.
You said
opposite.
That the last Die Hard movie was written to be something
two,
else.
I said the last two, actually, so I was 50% correct.
Die Hard 1 was based on a novel by a guy named Roderick Thorpe. And the series... it was a whole series of books that this guy wrote whose protagonist had already been in a movie played once by Frank Sinatra. So Die Hard 1 was written as a sequel to a Frank Sinatra movie. And then when that fell through for whatever reason, they reworked it into a sequel to Commando. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to play John Matrix from Commando again and do the Die Hard stuff as Arnold.
I would have liked to see that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, no shit, shit. Yeah, a sequel to Commando in a building, that would have been
that
great.
That means Alyssa Milano would have been in it, reprising her role as his daughter, and she would have been significantly older by that point, I think.
So that never happened either. And then they just got TV star Bruce Willis to be in a movie based on that. It was a huge success, right? So they thought, hey, we need to make a sequel to this, but let's just keep doing what we're doing. And the second one was based on a Walter Wager novel called 58 Minutes. And a couple of dudes just found this book and thought, eh, we could just add John McClane to this and turn it into a Die Hard movie. So they did that.
Nice.
Decided they wanted to make Die Hard 3.
Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? Why would you got to continue that money train?
Right, right. And so they wrote a draft for Die Hard 3, where John McClane was on a cruise ship.
I don't remember that part in Die Hard 3.
Well, no. And so while they're kind of working on this and they're saying, dude, it'll be great. John McClane will be on vacation on a cruise ship and like it'll get taken over by pirates or something.
So that, and then what came first to derail that? Was it Speed 2 or was it Under Siege?
That's funny you say Speed 2. That comes into play later on, Travis.
Oh.
Die Hard 3 on a cruise ship was scrapped because they found out that Under Siege was already being made. So they were like, this is going to be too similar to Under Siege. Let's just fuck this movie and make a new script.
And they were very correct because I believe that when Under Siege came out, they said, it's like Die Hard on a boat.
Later on, that same script for Die Hard 3 was reworked and used for Speed 2 Cruise Control.
So that's what
Speed 2 Cruise Control was originally Die Hard 3.
That would have ended the franchise.
Yep. Just like it ended that one.
So as far as Die Hard 3 goes, there's a guy named Jonathan Hensland that wrote an action movie for Brandon Lee called Simon Says. And Warner Brothers bought it as an option for a fourth Lethal Weapon movie.
Ugh.
And that became Die Hard 3, which is why Samuel L. Jackson was added into it. Because he was Murtaugh. And you can't make a Lethal Weapon movie without a white guy and a black guy running around solving crimes, right?
Exactly. What about that one Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where he was fighting people at the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Sudden Death.
Sudden Death. That's one of the best movies ever.
That could have been a Die Hard movie. If you
oh,
just would've,
yeah.
That would have been an excellent Die Hard movie had he been in it.
If John McClane had gone back into the locker room and dressed up in Tom Barrasso's goalie gear and gone out there and stopped a few shots.
Oh, that would have been great.
See, but That was how they worked in Jean-Claude Van Damme's Splits.
To back you up on that Lethal Weapon, a white guy and a black guy going around solving crime, they never solve crime. They just kill everybody that's in their way that does something that is slightly unsavory. They don't solve shit. They just kill everybody.
If anything, they're vigilante murderers.
and their greatest punishment for that was one time they had to be traffic cops for a day until they saw another crime that they chased down with while shooting their guns.
Remember that time somebody tried to run one of them over with a bulldozer? Like, it was that hard to get away from the fucking bulldozer, so he shot through the bulldozer and killed him?
Of course he did.
He could have went over to the bulldozer and grabbed him out of it.
Guys, I want to tell you about Die Hard 4.
Okay.
There's a guy named David Marconi. And if you're a real film nerd, which I didn't know this, I read it on the internet. He wrote Enemy of the State. And he wrote a script for a movie called WW3.com, which also is a terrible name for a movie.
Exactly.
So they bought David Marconi's WW3.com and added John McClane into it and made that into Die Hard 4. And then Die Hard 5 was actually written to be a Die Hard movie. But the other ones weren't. The other ones were all other bullshit that they just added John McClane to.
Why did they go off the formula?
Actually, at one point, Die Hard 5, they had considered making into a movie where John McClane teams up with Kiefer Sutherland from 24, and they make like a super team-up movie.
I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah.
As bad as this last one was, that would have been...
would have just said, no, that's a terrible idea. And that's what they should say. Just say, stop it. Don't do that ever. But yeah, that's the history of Die Hard movies, guys. I looked it up, and I was excited to tell you about it.